All right, Alexander, we have got to talk about this big news. I think it's big news. And I'll just start right away with some headlines from some publications here that should lay the context for you to discuss and for you to break down. From The Federalist, says, breaking, DNI declassifies handwritten notes from John Brennan, 2016 CIA referral on Clinton campaign's collusion operation. On Tuesday, Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe declassified and released to Congress handwritten notes from former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as a CIA investigative referral to James Comey and Peter Strzok, requesting that they investigate Russian knowledge of Hillary Clinton's anti-Trump collusion smear operation. Wow, that title and excerpt says it all, but let me read you from Fox News. And Fox News runs with the title, DNI declassifies Brennan notes, CIA memo on Hillary Clinton, quote, stirring up scandal between Trump, Russia. A source said Brennan's handwritten notes were taken after briefing Obama on the matter. And one final title here from Conservative Treehouse. And it has to do with a tweet storm that Trump sent out on this matter, which I will read you in the second segment of this video. It says, President Trump tweet storm reauthorizes declassification of all documents. Will this time make a difference? Question mark. Alexander, what do you think?
I think this is momentous news. And I just want to say something. I mean, you're absolutely right to say it's important. We are in the middle of this election, the 2020 election. Lots is going on. We are obviously talking about the pandemic crisis, the economy, all those sort of things. I will always maintain that the single biggest issue remains the attempt that was made in 2016 and afterwards by elements of the state bureaucracy in alliance with the Democratic Party to remove from office the President of the United States, or to prevent Donald Trump being elected President of the United States. That goes to the heart of the US Constitution, to the heart of the US political system. And we now have in this memo that Brennan wrote to himself, his notes about his meeting with Obama, we have this at the heart of the, we've reached now the heart of the US government, the CIA, briefing the then president, the Democrat president, Barack Obama.
All right, so Alexander, let's get into Brennan's note, his handwritten note, and his meeting with Obama. And I think it's interesting because it seems that Brennan was meeting with Obama, I believe, prior to the meeting that they all had, or after. Was it before or after the meeting they all had in the White House? Obama, Brennan, Sally Yates, Comey, and all these guys.
Oh, this is before. This is long before.
Okay, so it's prior.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because what's really interesting is that in the notes, Brennan is letting Obama know that Hillary Clinton is going to run with this Trump is a Russian agent thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just paraphrasing it. In other words, Brennan is letting Obama know that Hillary's creating this hoax. Mm-hmm. The notes are heavily redacted, but he has some initials on the side of the paper, of his handwritten notes. Mm-hmm. And those initials seem to be referencing Susan Rice, mm-hmm. they seem to be referencing James Comey, and they seem to be referencing Dennis McDonough, the former DNI to James Clapper, White House mm-hmm. Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough and former DNI James Clapper. Mm-hmm. But those responses are also redacted. In other words, he has like the initial, like he has JC on the side, mm-hmm. and then you have the just big redaction, and people on mm-hmm. and everyone viewing the video will be able to see the screenshot that I have on there. And my mind starts to think, maybe Obama was kind of playing like a Frank Underwood of House of Cards in that as Brennan was briefing him on all of this, Obama kind of thought to himself, you know what? Maybe I can kill two birds with one stone and get rid of all my enemies. In other words, I can get rid of Hillary here and, you know, let her run with this stupidity and actually fuel it and help move it along. And I can also undermine Donald Trump as well in the process. I don't know. I just find it strange that, you know, Brennan's briefing Obama on this, and I could just see Obama sitting there going, interesting. This is some good information that I could use against everybody.
Obama has one of the most complicated minds in politics. He is a person with wheels within wheels within wheels. He is fully capable of thinking in the way that you said. Whether he did, I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I'm going to say a few things about this note. Firstly, it's very interesting that the people who were, you know, referenced there are Susan Rice, Brennan, obviously himself,
James Comey, McDonough, Clapper.
I mean, so here we have, if you like, the heart of the conspirators. I'm sorry to use that word, but that's, it seems to me, what they are. The conspirators all gathered together. You also have a memo that's then sent to Comey and Peter Strzok. Now, Peter Strzok's a sort of middle-level official, remember? And we were wondering at one point whether, you remember, this other meeting, this very important meeting, this critically important meeting with Obama, which took place on the 5th of January 2017, whether Strzok was actually physically present, because we have notes that he seems to have made of that meeting. Well, it seems now that Strzok is very much at the center of all the decision-making related to Russiagate. So that is, he is actually being briefed directly. Also, consider the timing, not of the meeting between Brennan and Obama, but of the information about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton apparently made this decision to try and fabricate basically Russiagate, the whole Russiagate, on the 26th or the 28th of July 2016. Peter Strzok and Comey formally open the Russiagate investigation on the 31st of July 2016, just a few days later, just a very, very few days later. They are receiving memos, Strzok and Comey. Strzok, by the way, was the person who created the first document in Russiagate. So he's right there at the very beginning of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. He actually created the first document for it. So just a few days after Hillary Clinton starts this whole thing going, Strzok and Comey receive memos from Brennan about this, about Hillary Clinton's involvement. They take no action about them, nor does Obama, apparently. very important to use with Obama, the word apparently. But Comey and Strzok do nothing in response to this memo. And Comey, of course, in his recent congressional testimony, says he doesn't really remember anything about it, which on the face of it is completely impossible. So, once again, we have a situation where Obama is clearly right in the center of this. He's clearly involved. He's making the decision. He's being informed. He's being informed by Brennan. And that's interesting in itself. I mean, you would expect that the person who would be briefing Obama about this would not be Brennan, but the man who is, in theory, Brennan's boss, who is Clapper. But apparently it's Brennan himself who's coming along, speaking to Obama about it, and, you know, passing all the information to all the other co-conspirators, if you like. And at the same time, Obama doesn't seem, according to this, to have done anything, which is bizarre. Comey and Strzok don't seem to have done anything, which is bizarre. they go along with Russiagate. I have to say, it does look to me as if someone, maybe Obama, maybe Brennan also, are gathering evidence against Hillary Clinton, which they are parking to one side. That's what it looks like to me.
What did I say? What did I say in the beginning? That's what it looks like to me. I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, that we've always joked around about how these guys have kind of a movie script, movie star mentality, you know? And I mean, this is what this reminds me of, like Obama and all this cast of characters just sitting there saying, you know what, we can finally do away with our biggest competitor within the party, and that is the Clinton machine, while at the same time seriously damaging Donald Trump, and none of it will touch us.
Exactly.
None of it will touch us. It will all go on Hillary.
Exactly. I mean, either you know, destroy her with this information, or gain leverage over her with this information. I mean, it does look to me like some kind of a blackmail racket. I'm sorry to say it's as bluntly as that. I mean, it does have that quality. Note that Brennan and, of course, Obama have not been interviewed so far, as we know, about any of this by anybody up to now. And the other thing that's extraordinary is that apparently the Senate Republicans have had suspicions about this meeting between Brennan and Obama for some time, and have been demanding information about this, and they've not been receiving it until Radcliffe came along and provided it. But also, and even more interestingly, they didn't disclose the fact that this meeting had happened. When did they find out? Again, I mean, I would love to know when people in the Senate and, you know, the Republican Party leadership in the Senate first discovered about this extraordinary meeting that took place, because it seems to me that they should certainly have disclosed its existence. So, you know, lots of unanswered questions, lots of very interesting questions. But again, what this shows is that there is consultation about Russiagate right at the heart of Obama's White House, and Obama himself is deeply involved. I'm going to say something else very briefly. It's a small point, but you know, some people, the Democrats especially, are trying to run with the story that this is Russian disinformation. Brennan would not have come to speak to Obama directly about something which the intelligence community had assessed as a Russian disinformation campaign. They, whatever this evidence from the Russians was, because this is all supposedly based on the Russians finding out about Hillary Clinton, whatever it was, they must have known it was true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can see Obama's hand everywhere. Everywhere in all of this, all the way up to Biden and Kamala Harris. And I mean, he has been able to destroy Hillary Clinton. He tried to destroy Trump. And to a certain extent, using the mainstream media and using a certain portion of the U.S. population, mm-hmm. he has destroyed Trump's image in their eyes.
Absolutely.
But he's really, this has really laid waste to the Clinton dynasty. I mean, it's obliterated the Clinton dynasty.
It explains
the Clinton Foundation and everything. I mean,
absolutely. It explains an awful lot, by the way. I mean, it explains why Hillary Clinton's power over the Democratic Party, the Clinton's machine's power, has diminished to the extent that it has, and why Obama's influence has grown so much. Well, it looks as if he's got dirt on Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's quite interesting. They don't have dirt on Donald Trump, because, as I said, there isn't actually any dirt on Donald Trump. We've discussed his tax returns. We've discussed the Steele dossier. We've discussed Michael Cohen's ludicrous allegations. All of that's been discredited. All of that's been proved to be untrue. But it seems that there is lots of dirt on Hillary Clinton. And it seems also that Obama knows it. Obama has it. He's got it somewhere, no doubt locked away in a safe in his residence. And of course, he's got all his friends, Mr. Brennan and the others, and they've got it too, so they can bring it out whenever they need to.
Yeah. All right. So here are Trump's tweets. I have fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russia hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, no redactions. And he tweeted, all Russia hoax scandal information was declassified by me long ago. Unfortunately for our country, people have acted very slowly, especially since it is perhaps the biggest political crime in the history of our country. Act. And then he sends a tweet regarding a reply regarding another tweet where it's actually, viewers will see it, it's actually a meme of a Chris Farley yelling at AJ Barr saying, for the love of God, arrest somebody. Then Paul Sperry tweets, developing threats from the FBI and CIA of gray mail or the threat of revealing state secrets if cases go to trial has also been hamstringing the Durham investigation, sources says. And then Trump tweets, can't believe these con men are not yet being prosecuted. Prosecuted is in all caps. And he says, pathetic. Then Trump tweets again, so I had to constantly fight off all of this scum, achieve more than any other president in first term. And then they talk chaos. They created crimes against me and this administration. That's a reply to Greg Jarrett, who tweeted, stunning revelations expose FBI's Trump probe as dirtiest political trick in U.S. history. And finally, another Greg Jarrett tweet, which Trump responds to. Greg Jarrett says, the brief podcast, new documents show the Russia hoax far worse than we thought. And Trump replies to that by saying, taking too long. Media is on it. A true scandal, exclamation mark. All right. So Trump is obviously very frustrated with the time it's taking to act on this and to arrest people. He's pretty much saying, let's get to it, guys.
Well, so am I. I'm also very, very frustrated. I mean, I do understand, as I said before, that legal time does not work at the same speed as political time. But I mean, truly, honestly, these investigations have been going on for ages now. I mean, investigations into Russiagate, if you remember, Barr announced them more than a year ago. And they are moving glacially. And the reason they're moving glacially is that possibly some of the investigators, I'm not pointing any fingers, may be less than wholehearted about them. But it's quite clear that there is resistance right across the bureaucracy. Chris Wray of the FBI has apparently resisted every attempt at disclosure about the FBI. And apparently, we've now heard rumors that he actually still thinks that there's something in the allegations of some kind of connection between Trump and the Russians. I mean, it seems incredible and bizarre, but at least he pretends that he does. Dan Coats, who was director of national intelligence, it's now quite clear, was conspiring against Donald Trump all the time, was meeting with Mattis, was talking about ways of removing Trump from the White House. I mean, he was obviously slow walking everything. And of course, Gina Haspel in the CIA is doing exactly the same thing. So it's proved incredibly difficult to prize all this information out. There's been no cooperation, obviously, from the Obama people whatsoever. You've not seen Susan Rice or any of those people coming forward and giving any information. You haven't seen Obama giving any information. So obviously, Trump is getting very, very frustrated. Now, he declassified all these papers a year ago and nothing happened. I mean, you know, within days, we were being told that all the classifications were going to be walked back and they were going to be checked and redactions were going to be made. And in fact, nothing appeared. Absolutely nothing appeared. Then he sacked Coates. He brought in new people. He brought in Rick Grenell to be acting director of national intelligence. And then he brought Radcliffe. And Grenell and Radcliffe have, to their immense credit, worked hard to get documents published and declassified, but it's still proceeding at a far too slow pace. And we've only had one prosecution, which was that of Kleinsmith, And that was the man who faked the CIA message in order to get the Pfizer warrant against Page. That prosecution was also conducted in an extremely lukewarm and unenthusiastic way. So obviously Trump is very frustrated. I am very frustrated. I think the American people should be frustrated, because when Donald Trump says this is the greatest crime, he is right. It is a huge crime. I mean, I can't emphasize this too strongly. It is far worse than Watergate. Watergate involved a group of people, a private intelligence organization set up within the White House, because the major instruments of the US, the CIA, the FBI, weren't prepared to do some dirty work for the president. So he set up this group called the Plumbers, and they did some nefarious things like a burglary of the Watergate building, a burglary of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist, all that kind of thing. But this is the actual state bureaucracy of the United States, not some sort of rogue group of, people called the Plumbers. It's the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence community in league with the Democratic Party, possibly working at the, in fact, most probably working at the behest of the then president, Barack Obama, to overturn the results of a US election. Now, that's as bad for me as it gets. And obviously we should get to the bottom of it. Trump is absolutely right. It's an enormous crime. We will see whether finally this declassification of all of these documents, which he has again ordered, actually takes place.
All right. We will see. We will definitely see.
We will see. I mean, he does have some people on his side. I mean, I think
Rand. He did. He did hire Ray and Haskell and all these people.
Absolutely. He did. But and it's difficult to get rid of them. But Radcliffe does seem to be working for him. I still get the sense that Barr overall is still working for him. So maybe with their help, he'll be able to break this line of resistance down. We'll see.
All right, Alexander McCurse, thank you very much, guys. Like, comment, please subscribe to the channel. Please donate to us. We need your help. So please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. And please go to the Durant Shop to pick up some merch.
Indeed, indeed. And we have here various magic mugs. This one with the flag of the United States, which is the great republic which we are so concerned for. And here is Britain, as you can see, and here is a magic mug with our own double-headed eagle. But you can get lots of magic mugs in our shop. You can get smaller ones. This is a mug with a flag of Greece, and you can get enameled ones. This one is with the flag of England, which is the largest constituent kingdom of the United Kingdom. So you've got magic mugs. We've got shirts, the most amazing shirts in the world, cotton, all of them cotton, some long sleeves, some short sleeve. We've got amazing polo neck shirts. We've also got hoodies, and we've got hats, the best hats ever. And this one, as you can see, it's got the flag of Great Britain, because, of course, I am based in Britain. You can see what a beautiful embroidered hat this is. We've got trucker's hats. We've got baseball caps. We've got amazing hats. We've got ebooks. We've got wonderful things in our shop. And if you come to our shop and buy these great things, you'll be overjoyed, because you will own these great things, but you will also be supporting the Durant, which is providing you with this in-depth news and analysis pretty much every day on all these tough and difficult topics, which so much of the media avoids. So you'll be supporting us. You will own these great things. And Alex will remind you how to do it.
You'll find the link to the Durant Shop in the description box down below. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.